So let's relax ourselves. Let's settle down. Remember, all of us, no matter where our minds work, are connected with this universe through love. Never ever forget that. Never. Our personalities are very different to each other. Our ideas about ourselves are very different to each other, but really, intrinsically, we all belong to each of us. You don't know that. Let's bring our this moment, let's bring our attention to this very moment, to this joy, this present moment, to our breath. Feel your breath, close your eyes, settle yourself down. Remember your breath is a connection to this very moment. Pay complete attention to your breath. Feel the contact of the breath with your nose. Watch the incoming and the outgoing of your breath. Feel the cool sensation of the incoming breath and the warm sensation, or the warm sensation of the current of the outgoing breath. Let the breath be gentle and soft. Nice. Smooth. Now, recall, pay attention, recall a very disturbing thought, any disturbing thought that you have in your consciousness. Maybe a fear of death or an illness of yours or a loved one. Or maybe just recall a memory of a recent uncomfortable event. Go through that event, go through the thought. Notice the switch in how you feel now. Notice anxiety, the tension, the tightness that's happening as you think about that thought, the negative thought or the event that was uncomfortable. Was there a person involved in that? Were there some harsh words that were exchanged? If yes, then visualize the face of that person with whom you recently had that moment of reaction where you got triggered. Feel the pain, the hurt that arises in your body. Feel the tension, feel the stress, feel the anxiety that courses through your body by such remembrance. Try to be with this feeling. Notice the resistance that such a remembrance brings about. Feel the resistance within you that seems to arise just by being with that discomfort, that heaviness. Notice the sensations that arise within the body. By dwelling on the negative thought or reliving that episode or event with that person again now in this moment. Can you assign any kind of physical form to that sensation or the feeling? How does it feel? What shape is that? Is it round, square? Is it big or small? What color is that? Black, blue, red? Which part of the body does that feel, that the feeling occupy? Is it the heart? Is it the navel? Where is it centered? Feel it. Does it feel like a hard blockage or a dense, cluttered form of energy accumulated at the heart or the navel, somewhere within your body? Get familiar with that sensation, with that dense feeling. possible for you to accept this heaviness, this discomfort, this dense mass that is within your body. Breathe into it. Breathe into it. Just breathe into that blockage, into that dense feeling. Just breathe normally. Feel your breath moving in and out of that blockage or the thick muck that's there inside, that mass. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to release it. Don't try to do anything with it. Just relax into it. It's okay. Let it be there. Get more and more intimate with that feeling. Whatever it is, howsoever is arising, let it be. Maybe it's painful, maybe it's just this, whatever it is, just let it be there. Notice how quickly these feelings again want to latch onto the story, latch onto a thought, negative thought, or to a person again. The feelings wants to establish an identity through your beliefs in your own story, your own perception. Can you separate your belief of the person, the belief in your story from the core feeling of this discomfort? Can you separate the two? Can you just deal with this discomfort rather than try to associate it with some story, rather than trying to associate with some person? Can you just simply deal with this? Notice how powerless it becomes when you disassociate it with anybody. When you disassociate it with any story, any ideas, any beliefs. Recognize how your feelings change with the change in your belief. Try to stay with this feeling without any association. Feel the relief from such disassociation. Feel it. It's so immediate. It's just here, the moment you disassociate yourself with any story, with any belief, with any idea, there is instant belief, there's instant relief, there's instant calm, there's peace. Feel the calm breath, the calm life force that arises from the center of disassociation. Again, observe how the mind quickly begins to move away from the center of disassociation and once again begins to revolve around an association. More stories of hurt, more stories of pain. Allow the association to happen. Let it happen. Let the association happen. Let the memory happen. Let the moment again, relive again the moment of hurt. Relive the moment of pain. Live it again. And feel the discomfort, the shakiness, the heaviness, the pain. Feel it. Now allow the disassociation to happen a few times and then feel the relief, the easiness, the calmness. Do both. Feel the difference. Notice the difference between the two. How you feel. How you feel when you associate something, your feelings with something, and how you feel when you don't associate with anything. Notice the difference between the two. Notice the freedom. Notice the freedom in disassociating my feelings, your feelings, with a story. Just notice it. And notice the cringe, the stiffness, the stress, the tension, the discomfort that arises by an association. Keep recalling the memory of association and then let go of the association a few times. Get a clear picture on this, so important. Open yourself to pain. open yourself to suffering, let it come out, let it be there. It's okay. Feel the vulnerability that you feel by bringing that episode, the event, any past event or a recent event that seems to have slammed you, broken you. And then immediately dissociate with the story and just feel the feeling, feel the discomfort. What if I tell you now to allow and accept the intense feeling that arises out of an association and to embrace that pain, that discomfort that arises due to that? Is it possible for you to live? Is it possible for you to live with this discomfort, with this pain that lingers within you, that lives within you, that is there within you? Is it possible for you to live? You may not be able to accept a situation. You may not be able to change the situation, the event, the person involved, or able to change anything. But what about your feelings, sensations? Can they not be accepted? They are yours, aren't they? What if I tell you that this dense feeling, the heaviness, the sensations, the blockages are all actually a part of you? The feelings, the discomfort, the shakiness, yes, all of that is you. Everything is you. You own it completely. Now, can you not accept it if it's you? Can you not embrace it? Can you not love it? It's you. It's a part of you. Why is it so difficult for us to live with our own self? It's breathing inside of me. It's living inside of me in the corner. I've ignored it all my life, run away from it. It keeps popping up, but I keep ignoring it. And when it comes out, we want to escape from it. We want to fix it. We want to release it. We want to dissolve it. Why? What is there to fear if it's you? What is there to escape from? What is there to fix? What is there to heal? Tell me. It's all you. It was kept in a corner. It was just one of those missing pieces of you that you somehow wanted to get rid of, or you want to get rid of. You want to escape from, as you're used to be comfortable accepting only a part of yourself. You're used to it, not the whole. The truth is, you don't want to deal with your own self. You cannot deal with the entirety of you, the totality of you. And when that appears, you don't know who it is. You feel it's alien to you. It's not alien to you, it's you. I ask you, can you collect all such missing pieces of yours which are fragmented within you, kept in some corner of the subconscious? Bring them all together, join them, and feel the totality of you, what you actually are. There's nothing to judge the other, and there's nothing to judge yourself. This is the truth. You can't be divided if you want to know the truth. You cannot live a fragmented life. You have to bring all of that together. Really, it's not about releasing or fixing anything or healing anything about you or dissolving anything in you. Nothing. It's just about remembering that everything is part of you. That's all. Everything. So can you not silently be the sensations? Can you not silently sit with the sensations? The discomfort, the emotions, the feelings, without labeling them as disturbances or irritation or hurt, any of that? Can you not do that? Why such labels? These labels are the things that have divided you completely. Oh, this irritates me, or that irritates me, or this is not right and that's not right. This is how it should be. He was wrong, she's wrong. Why can't we deal with it? What's happening within us? Why can't we silently deal with what happens with us? Why do we run away? Why do we blame the other? When the other has just given us an opportunity to know our own self, bless the other. If anger comes out, bless the other. It's part of you. But it's not anger. It's you. You label it as an anger. It's not anger. It's not irritation. Have you looked at it? Have you felt it, the sensation, without labeling it as anger, irritation, anxiety, anxiousness? It's just a sensation in your body. What is so difficult to understand that? That's part of you. It lives inside of you. Can you not embrace? I ask you this honestly, can you not embrace what shakes you from within and look at it as it is a blessing for you? It's an opportunity again to reunite with yourself. Can you not look at it? Can you not embrace it? Can you not welcome it? Trust me, if you fear it not, if you don't intend to escape it, not want to release it, not want to fix it, not want to heal it, not want to label it as good or bad, deserving or undeserving, not want to do anything with it other than trying to remember that it's all you, allowing it to be just what it is, for what you are, completely, totally you. It will transform. It will transform. It will transform. It will become from discomfort, from disturbance, it will transform into a sweet, sweet burning within you. From resistance, it will transform into a joyful acceptance. You'll begin to welcome it more and more in your life as you see the blessing in it, the hidden blessing of what you are. It will all transform into peace, love, joy. Slowly, slowly, but surely, surely it will. All that it needs to do is to for you to say yes. Yes to your own self. That's all. Let anything arise within you. Contain it within yourself. Don't explore onto other. Contain to yourself. This is you. It's an opportunity to burn with it. Say yes to yourself. Say yes to your feelings. Say yes to your emotions. Say yes to your discomfort. Why only look for peace? You cannot find peace, permanent peace and joy, unless or until you don't accept this, the harshness, the rawness, the shakiness, the discomfort, the anxiety, all of that, all of those labels, drop all of that and just accept that it's all you. Swim along with that. Burn along with that.